Hello and welcome. I'm Crystal Hughes and we're here discussing the energetic management system. And this is our fifth and final exercise in this powerful system. And as you know, I've created this as an opportunity for each person to be able to have their own personal toolkit, this energetic toolkit that gives us simple exercises but has us make a huge difference when we actually utilize it. And this is the core system that I use for my integrative soul technology process. Many of you might not know about that, but it really is a process that can allow you to take a look at the behavioral patterns as personas and how the beliefs that you have are personified in your behavior. And so this is the core, as well as the emotional security system, and I'm going to be offering that as well to you at the end of this call. So you want to stick around because I have a really beautiful, blissful offering that I woke up with today, and Spirit just said you have to do this and you have to keep this going. So thank you again for being here. We are going to be discussing inner imaging. And again, this is the final exercise in the energetic management system. It's truly a gift. And this exercise offers us the ability to clear out the memories that can be hanging around in our mind, in our field, not allowing us to simply move on. Sometimes we've had traumatic experiences and we go through this process of trying to get rid of those pictures and those images. If you've ever been in a bad car accident, you might find that each time you get into the car, you have flashes, and they might be so quickly, but it's a feeling that gets triggered within your being as the images arise in your consciousness, and it might paralyze you. You might be anxious. You might be fearful, and it might actually cause you to create a panic attack or to create a phobia. So when we talk about the power of images, as they are connected and related to a past incident, it is very profound in its ability to affect us. And so this exercise today is going to support you in being able to start clearing those memories or those flashes or any other issues you might have stored in the subconscious. You might not even know that they're there. And we will go through this inner imaging exercise today, but first, as you know, we have to get grounded. We have to be present in our body. We have to bring all of our awareness inside our body in order to be effective with these exercises. So there's a lot of energy coming in, and I can feel it. My body is shaking right now, actually, because I can tell that there's a pulse in the universe right now that really wants to support our awakening. So let's go ahead. I'm going to teach you how to get into that. This might be your first time. You might have followed along. If you haven't followed along on this series, please go back and listen to all of the calls. We're going to have all of those downloadable for you, and you'll be able to watch the videos and go through the PDF, okay? It's very important for you to just have the basics down. And once you get those basics down, then believe me, you can actually become very efficient with your energy and manifest a lot faster, as well as just being able to be creative and to flow the creative energy through you and bring to fruition things in a way that is very impactful for you and for others. Okay, so let's just get into the center. The first thing that we want to do is just connect in with the heart. The heart is so powerful. And we're dropping our awareness down into the heart. So just bring your attention right into the heart space. And it's as if you're stepping right inside the heart. And it's beautiful and it's warm inside the heart. And this is a very nurturing space for you right now to just be able to connect in with the heart and imagine that your heartbeat, as it beats, aligns with the pulse of the universe. We're creating a state of coherence right now. And allow your breath to just become rhythmic. Knowing that you're aligning right now with that pulse of the universe. Our intention now is to draw our awareness from wherever it is inside our bodies. And so we draw the awareness down underneath our eyebrows, if you imagine a ceiling right at the eyebrow level, and bring the awareness down below the eyebrows, behind the eyes. I want you to imagine it's like a fluorescent tube that you want to bring your awareness down and into. And that tube is long. It sits right behind your eyes in front of your spine and goes all the way down through your throat, all the way down through your torso, through your whole body, all the way down to the base of your spine. Bringing it in to that tube, that small compacted space, allows for you to have all your energy right there as a resource for you when you need it. You can do a lot in the world by having your presence inside your body. So you're like this little power pack of energy. As you learn how to bring it into your being, into your body in this way, it's going to afford you a lot of time. Your energy will not be scattered. It will not be split off or fractured off. It will be right there, whole, right here inside your body. Good. Now bring it down through your legs. So imagine it just going down through both of your legs, through your ankles and into your feet, into your toes. Excellent. Now placing your attention at the base of the spine, forming a connection. That connection is for your grounding cord. And the grounding cord is going to connect you with the center of the earth. So imagine a ball of light. It's high in vibration. It's active. It's an endless supply of energy. And so you want a very solid grounding cord. Could be a tree trunk with roots, a beam of light that's very solid and thick and vibrant. It could be rope, could be an anchor. Drop it down in, lock it around that ball of light. And yes, sometimes your grounding cord will change. All right, now we're totally connected into the earth. And if you'd like, you can also imagine roots coming out of your feet. There's chakras in your feet, energy centers. You can go into the earth with those roots as well to support your grounding. Okay, so now we are in a state of stability. We're connected at our heart. We're inside our bodies and grounded in, connected to the earth. Now let's connect in with the universal structure, the golden grid, and imagine this beautiful golden grid moving in and through your body and the convergence point of the vertical lines of this grid and the horizontal lines of this grid are right at your heart. We call it the heart convergence point. So imagine the vertical lines coming down from the top of your head, vertical line from the top of your head through the crown chakra, going all the way through your heart chakra and down through your body and out into the earth and beyond. Good. And now imagine one of the horizontal lines coming from the front of your body, moving into your heart and out the back heart chakra. And one from one side of your body, the horizontal line, moving in through your heart chakra and out the other side. Okay. Now you activate this grid simply with your intention. So what I'd like to do since we're talking about inner imaging today and visioning, I'd really love for each person to have total control over their own vision, to be able to know what's in their energetic space, but as well to be able to utilize their own energetic housing as a theater for manifesting and creating. So this is the process of being able to vision. So what I want to do is I want to have you download into your being through the golden grid the power of vision, power of visioning, visualization, and I want you to bring that in through your heart, and I want you to imagine sending that energy out so that people in the world are having power over their capacity to vision, to visualize, to support manifesting in a way that is very quick but also supportive for them. There's many people in this world that we want to support visioning a new way of life. A new way of life. Maybe they're in a place that's hopeless right now. Let's just support them in bringing in a new vision, a new way of seeing. Seeing how possibility abounds. And so allowing that energy to move out from your heart through the grid, through your community, through the globe, and now into the universe. And this energy knows exactly where to go and how to support people. And just fill your body up right now. Fill it up with that powerful energy from the grid, your capacity to vision, visualize, and manifest, and to see the truth of who you are. To see possibility, to see the next step that's for your highest good, to see the way through something. Breathing in and just, I'm just in such deep gratitude. Thank you for joining me here and doing this with me. It really makes such a difference in the world. I mean, you are an agent for change right now as you do this exercise, so... bravo to you and just such deep gratitude. Okay, so here we are. We're talking about inner imaging. And again, we're going to go through a little bit of discussion. We are going to do the actual inner imaging exercise that's part of the energetic management system. And then we're going to do some intuitive readings and see about getting some questions and doing some healings today. This is what I call fun. All right. So, again, with the inner imaging, we are this beautiful, magnetic, energetic being, and we have this housing around us. And what happens in life is we move through life from the time that we're even in the womb. Do you see, we can perceive things going on. And we have these abilities. You know, we can see, we can hear, we can feel, we can know. And all these abilities are called, you know, our sensory abilities. We have a level of sensory acuity. And some of us are more visual, some of us are less visual, some of us are more auditory, some of us are kinesthetic, and we feel everything. And many times what the mind will do is, as it's experiencing events in the world, it will run the information through the mind. And as it runs through the mind, it deletes, distorts, and generalizes. It's the first thing that it does. Deletes, distorts, and generalizes, which means I'm going to be talking for the next 45 minutes to an hour, and your mind will naturally delete, distort, and generalize. Each one of us does it all the time. So you're not going to get everything that I say today. And in the way that you get the information that you do get, you're going to run it through your system of understanding. You're going to run it through your subconscious blueprint. And so you'll have a different experience than anybody else that's listening to this call. And so you want to allow that to give you a deeper sense of understanding of others and how they perceive the world. And guess what? They carry their own photo album in their mind. They have a number of images and memories just like you do. Because as you experience and take in energy from an event, you take snapshots. You take snapshots with your eyes. You file those away. And you file them in this photo album of the mind. And the images are attached and stay inside that photo album through emotional attachments. So what holds an image in place is emotion. What holds a pattern in place is emotion. In order to clear the image, you'll want to discover what is the emotion that I experienced when I took the snapshot. You'll want to clear that, which we taught you in the emotional releasing exercise, and the emotional replacing allows you to create a new emotion, and it frees up the image. You see? So if you imagine that you had an image, like a picture hanging on the wall in your home, that picture stays there until you take it down. Now, what happens, even in our home, we have an image that we put up. Let's just say we have it in our entryway. So we open the door, we come in through the entryway, and we have a picture there. Now, as you, over the years, come in your entryway, you're not going to stop and take a look at the picture and get a sense of how you feel looking at that picture. But guess what? Subconsciously, you do. Subliminally, that image is relaying to you an emotional energy, a feeling tone. It's very present to you in your emotional body and in your mental body. It triggers something within you. You may have gone to a gallery and you've seen certain pictures or paintings that trigger you emotionally in some way, and you don't even know why. Maybe it reminds you of something. Whatever it is, this is why, because you have emotionally attached to something in your being that's an image. And when you repeat that, or when you see something that's like that, there you get triggered again. So we want to be very cautious about what we're carrying in the photo album of our mind, and also what we have in our actual home, what objects we have in our home, and how they might trigger us. We also want to be cautious about the movies that we watch, because when we watch a movie, that movie is downloaded into our being, all those images. So for me, when I go out and I see a movie, I then delete it when I'm done because it takes up space. It's just as if you were downloading a movie to your computer. It takes up space. So we don't need to hold all of the images, the movies, everything that we see. We don't need to hold it in our being. We want to, in fact, clear our space and keep it very clean. Why? So that there's no interference from our higher level visions. Our higher self wants to download images and visions. It wants to support us in seeing, you know, having insight into the future and who we be and what we are becoming. And it, when we ask for guidance, if we have a lot of clutter in the space of our mind, especially with the emotional attachment to it, there's no room. And we get overwhelmed. And then we're complaining about physical symptoms and issues and can't get beyond this relationship and can't move out of that job because I don't know what to do next. And so I want to support you in shifting the image and being able to completely release it. So we have what we call these submodalities. If you can imagine that, these submodalities in neurolinguistic programming, which I'm a master of, and I teach this, it's kind of like HTML for the brain, right? The brain codes data so that we know what we like and what we don't like, what's good for us and what's not good for us, what's real and what's imagined. So this term modalities or submodalities really describes our modes of taking in the sensory data. So they're like our sensory input channels, the visual channel, the auditory channel, the kinesthetic or touch channel, the olfactory channel, which is smell, and the gustatory, which is taste. And these sensory modalities are referred to as representational systems in NLP. So how does the world get represented to us? How does it get presented, I should say, and then we represent it in our memory? So it's these fine distinctions. And what we're going to do today as we go through, you're going to hear me ask you, if your image is black and white or color, this is what I'm talking about as a visual submodality, black and white or color. Is it moving or still? Do you see? And we could even go into more. We could go into, is it sharp or is it blurry? But we're going to do a few of these, and you're going to find that you can shift your whole way of feeling about something by shifting the submodalities. You could even use auditory submodalities. That's the listening. You could imagine, okay, here's the image that I'm seeing, the memory. Is there a sound to it? Is there a tone, a voice? Let's say something happened, you did something, and your mother screamed at you. You can remember the tone of her voice and the expression on her face. And sometimes it's haunting. Sometimes, you know, after the initial instance, if she just looked at you that way, you knew not to move. Don't do anything. Or you might have your father's kind of gruff growl, you know, so you knew, uh-oh, he's in a bad mood. You lock that into place. It becomes a memory for you. Or you could have even a kinesthetic submodality that might be you're experiencing something as heavy or light or rough or smooth, or maybe physical sensations like it's sharp or dull. Or a temperature, okay? So I want you to just think about that, like in live theater, you're creating an experience for yourself each moment. And it's just the same as when we go see a movie. There's this feature that's playing, and you're getting closer to someone because they're zooming in or they're zooming out and you're getting more perspective. Do you see? So it happens to us because we can have these flashbacks. We can try to get out of relationship with someone and then we keep seeing all the memories of the past that bring these emotional energies back in. And it's like we're reliving it all over again. Oh my God, I can't let him go because I keep feeling all this love or what could have been because you've created the images of your future together. You've dreamed things together. And now you're carrying images of what you want in the future. Now that a relationship's gone, those images are still there. And they're causing you pain because they were created with the idea that you would be with that person and sharing that. So I want you to get the value here of this exercise in clearing those images and releasing the emotions. You get to start over. you get to come into a place where as you delete and clear and release that image, there's freedom there. What then do you want to replace it with? What do you want to create? In the theater of your mind, what are you visioning? How are you manifesting through the vibrational frequencies and energies of this image and becoming that and being fully animated in it and allowing yourself to feel the goodness and the aliveness? And with the feeling tone and the actions that you're taking in the world matching that, you're feeding the energy into your manifestation and drawing it to you, and you're able then to realize it in the physical. So I think we're ready now to go in and do this exercise to actually experience what it's like to go in. Okay. So closing your eyes, you're going to bring up a memory and picture in your mind that you wish to change. Is there something that you remember? Now, I wouldn't say pick the most intense picture or memory, okay? Medium intensity is okay. Just bring up the memory and picture in your mind that you wish to change. Now we're going to check on the submodalities of the picture. So is it black and white or color? Is it black and white or color? If it's black and white, shift it to color. If it's color, shift it to black and white. Now, you don't have to see the image clearly. You can simply know, ooh, yeah, it feels more like it's black and white rather than color. It can be a blob of energy that you're, you know, feeling or sensing. If it's black and white, shift it to color. If it's color, shift it to black and white. You can simply state that that is what you're doing, and it will be done. You are in charge of your energy. You are in control, and the energy will follow you. You are your higher self. You tell it what to do. You're in command. Okay, shifting another submodality. We're going to check on it now. Is it framed or panoramic? Framed or panoramic? Now, panoramic is expansive, maybe no edges to it, right? It's like when you're standing up on a hill and you're looking out and you're seeing the expansive, you know, mountains and the trees and the terrain. Or is it framed down? If it's framed, then open it up. Loosen up the edges. Have them fade out. If it's panoramic, bring it way down into a small, tiny frame. Okay, checking on another submodality. Is it movie or still? Is it movie or still? If it's movie, then stop it. Like you're hitting the stop button. If it's still, put some vibration in it. Put some vibrational movement and energy in it. Mix it up a bit. Okay. So that's just shifting the submodalities. You may start feeling differently now. So we're going to spin a vortex around your energetic field. Imagine this vortex. You know, I like to use this vortex. It's a big vacuum, and you just send down into that ball of light through your grounding cord, into the earth, into that ball of light, any emotional energy that needs to be cleared or released, anything that needs to be transmuted right now, just from shifting the modalities. Okay, here we go. Now let's notice the location of the picture in your field with your inner eyes. Your inner eyes here. In other words, where is this picture in location to your body? Is the picture directly in front of your face? Is it to the left? Is it to the right of you? Is it up above you? Is it behind you? How far from your body is it? Is it 2 inches, 3 feet away? Is it further than that? Don't make it mean anything. Just notice where it is. Okay, now we're going to imagine taking that picture and we're going to detach the emotions that have been attached to it. Now, what I usually see this as is kind of like a balloon string, you know, string of balloon that would be your balloon would be the picture. And then it comes into your body somewhere. That's the emotional attachment. Okay? So what you're going to do is you're going to imagine, you can just imagine even your fingers like these scissors and just cutting that string or that tie, the emotional attachment to it. Okay? Now you know that you can clear and release the emotional energy out of your physical body, sending it down and out. You can use the emotional releasing exercise, releasing that and then replacing it. What we're going to do is focus on clearing and releasing the image today. Okay, so wherever this image is, you see it, sense it, know it, where it is in location to your body. Now, what I want you to do is imagine that you are on the beach, and you're looking out at the horizon line, kind of like you would watch the sunset. And the sun is setting right now. I want you to imagine and command that picture, that image, to go all the way out, getting smaller and smaller and smaller, going out onto the horizon, going all the way out, smaller and smaller, till it goes all the way and it's right on the horizon line and it's like a tiny, tiny, tiny little dot. And just imagine now you can go bing, flick it off into the ocean. You can blow it off into the ocean, whatever feels best for you. You can imagine the sun setting and the sun taking it down into the ocean, into a safe place in the ocean. Dissolve it. Dissolve it. It's totally dissolved. All that energy is dissolved, and it's going back to where it came from, going back to the nothingness from which it came. Totally dissolving. Now create a new positive and powerful picture. A new positive and powerful picture. And you're going to use all of your senses to make this real, to enliven this picture. And I want you to see yourself in the picture. So you're seeing yourself in this picture. It can be any picture. It can be a landscape, or it can be you with someone else. See yourself in the picture. Now you're going to lock the new picture into the same place where you took out the other one. Lock it in. Anytime we release something, we have to replace it with something else. Okay? Don't want to leave any little spaces or holes. So you release the picture. Now you're replacing it, visualizing, imagining it, seeing yourself in the picture. Now I want you to fully associate to the picture by looking through your own eyes. Now imagine that you're in the scene. It's real. It's happening now. This is your experience. Get a sense of it. Smell what you smell. Taste what you taste. Hear what you hear. Know what you know. Good, good, excellent. That's the inner imaging exercise. You did it. So how much fun can you have going in and clearing out all the images, all the memories? You might need support with someone helping you if it's a traumatic experience. You have to be really good at holding the space and clearing the emotions. So make sure you have support with that. Okay? All right. So now we're going to go in and we're going to take some calls, and we are going to also read some questions from the webcast. So I'm going to start with the webcast, and let's just see here what we have. Okay, so we have Kathy from Kent. What is the most important issue for me to work on just now? Okay, Kathy, what I'm seeing is actually behind your head. It's in the throat chakra, and there is like a vice grip on that chakra. And it's preventing you from being able to manifest at the high level capacity. Now, why this is it looks like there's been a hold put on you. And with that, the hold is causing some physical issues in your stomach, in your lower intestines, also in what looks like the female organs. Okay, so we want to address this. It's a karmic issue, and it looks to be 10 past lives ago. So you're going to use the timeline, go up above the timeline, 10 past lives ago. It's something that they're telling me that can be unlocked and unhooked very easily. And if you have done the whole body being exercise with me, use that as well. Okay, and I'm not seeing, they're not telling me why this was originally there, but they're saying that you're going to be able to go back and get a sense of that. Okay, and then remember again, as you take this off, then what's going to happen is you're going to want to restore that chakra, and then just practice running some beautiful turquoise energy through it. And this is going to be helpful for you with this next phase that you're coming into. Okay, your manifestations are going to get much faster. All right. Okay. Much love to you. All right, we have Zane from Canada. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Crystal, for the light that you bring into my life and so many others. Oh, you're welcome. Oh, gosh, I'm getting sensitive here. Oh, goodness. Okay, I need your guidance about what I should do to finally find my path and be able to support myself financially because I'm without a job for more than a year now. Okay, how could I be a real contribution to myself and others, and when this is going to happen? Thank you immensely. Okay, Zane. So what my concern is, because you don't have a job, it's really a cycle that's happening, and most of you have heard me speak about the cycles. And what happens is we go through a wake-up call that is a cycle of detachment, and it can be instant. It can be like one day everything was going fine, I'm making $10,000 a month, and then the next minute all of a sudden everything shifts. And what I'm seeing is over the next 6 to 8 months, this cycle is going to come to another phase where there's going to be regrowth. Okay, so the most important thing, and I have to tell everybody, when you go through this, do not become hard on yourself. That's the worst thing to do. When you're going through a process of detachment, it's a natural cycle that your higher self has set up for you to release a lot of the old that could be people, that can be your profession, and it's all for movement into the next phase. So what I can tell you, Zane, is this is going to be 6 to 8 months. That's going to shift. Now, I'm not saying you can't have a job until then, or you're not going to get a job until then. I don't know that. But what I do know is that the wheels are going to start moving and shifting and helping you. What you'll find is in the cycle of detachment, there'll be density in your being. It'll feel like a ton of bricks is on you. You won't be able to even get up and go outside. You know, you'll just feel like, oh my God, I'm just mush. My brain's not working. So again, I can't enforce this enough, emphasize this enough, not to be harsh on yourself, and you actually need to have support of your family and friends, your spiritual community. Okay, so what I'm seeing internally is I'm seeing in the sacral chakra, in between the front and back sacral chakra, there's a blockage that looks like kind of green sludge that is hardened, okay? And it's almost gotten to the point where it's calcified, but not quite. So what I want you to do is use the emotional releasing exercise and go in and start to dissolve this. And it comes from a deeper unworthiness from your mom's side. And it actually affects those organs around that chakra. Okay, so work on that, please. So we have Celeste from Dallas. Hi, Crystal. Thanks for all your work. You've helped me so much. I'd love to have you check in to see what kind of contract I have with this person who seems like a soulmate you told me about. Is there anything I need to know about this relationship? Okay. So let me just go in and check. I'm going to bring you up and I'm going to bring him up. Okay. And so I do get a positive on that this is a soulmate for you. And what I'm getting is I am getting internal conflict, though, and it's like a part of me wants this, a part of me wants that. Now, what I'm seeing is that there's a trigger point, and I'm not sure if you reached that trigger point or not yet. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's a trigger point that's going to bring you to a place of choice. And that place of choice is going to have you want to unlock your heart and go to another level. And it's what I'm seeing right now is the lock on your heart is one lock, but it's a big lock. You know, it's about 2.5 inches, okay? So what I want you to do is work on unlocking the heart, because that's going to serve you in creating that real, deep, true, intimate love that you want. And it's that love that you can just taste. You know, you can just taste the sweetness, the fruitfulness of it, where you will be expansive and you're going to be able to give in a greater way in your own work and to the world. So the blockage, the lock was put on around 17 years old. Let me just see if it was this lifetime. It was this lifetime. 17 years old, I want you to work on clearing that, okay? Unlock that. Okay. Where are we going now? Shall we go to the phone? Oh, my goodness, you guys. I love this. Oh, my gosh. Everybody's here today. Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. I love you all. Where are we going? Okay, let's go to Trabuco, California, 949. All right. Hello? Hello? Hi.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. Yes.
Wow, I've never gotten on before, so I'm a little surprised. Well, I have a question.
Sure.
Just about my energy system. What does my higher self want me to know is the most important thing to work on right now?
Okay, beautiful. What's happening to you is I'm actually seeing your crystalline body and the structure that it's forming, and I'm seeing how the overlay of the higher level chakras are coming down, and your higher self is actually getting you prepared to work with them. So it's very beautiful what's happening. Now, what I'm hearing is that we want to have you spend more time in nature meditating. Okay? And you're going to be given specific meditations to connect in with your higher level chakras. Okay? So just know that that's going to be coming. You'll get those specific exercises. Okay? Now, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to, for a time, make sure that you shift your diet. Okay? So what they're saying is no sugar, processed sugar. All right?
Okay.
And are you a vegetarian?
I don't eat a lot of meat. but I do eat some.
Okay. Well, what I would suggest, and I'm not a nutritionist, but what I'm hearing your higher self say is streamline your meals, which is going to be like higher vibrational foods. We're not talking beef and we're not talking any pork. We're not even talking any chicken. We're talking about turkey, duck, and salmon, things like that that are higher in vibration. Okay?
Okay.
And so just know it's going to be for a time. You'll get the hit when that's supposed to kick back in again and you can have the lower density meats. But right now we really want you to kind of come up and meet your higher self, and the way to do that so that the descension is happening and you're locking in to the higher level chakras, we want you to be lighter right now, okay? Some of the denser foods are keeping your lower chakras active because, you know, think about having to try to digest all of that. So the energy goes down to the lower chakras instead of keeping you way up where we need you. Now, obviously, you want to stay grounded and connected. You already know about all of that, but that's what you're working on now, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So San Rafael 415, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness sake. This is Crystal. Wow.
Yes.
Crystal, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Sort of shocked. I just wanted you to check. I took your advice that you gave me 2 weeks ago and quite clearly let go of a gentleman named Robert out of my space. And I wondered if you could look at my dating space, and there's a lot of sadness coming up there. I wondered if you could show me what's my next step.
Yeah, actually what I'm seeing is I'm actually seeing a little boy energy in your field. And this little boy energy is the sadness energy that you're experiencing. Now, what I need to know is if this is related to Robert, so I'm going to scan that right now. Is it related to him? Yes, it is. So I feel like it's a projection of his energy onto you, and it's actually sitting in your space. Okay?
Yeah.
So what I'd like you to do right now, and anybody on the call that wants to do this with us, if you have a recent ex, then we're going to go ahead and just move that X out of the energy field, okay? So what I'd like to do is I'd like to have you imagine a beautiful divine being coming in. So I always like to use Archangel Michael because he is the Archangel of Protection. He works really well with setting boundaries. And what you're going to do is imagine him coming in, taking the hand of the little boy, and escorting him out, and make sure he goes all the way out of your aura. Now, your aura right now is 7 feet around you, 7 feet. So, see, most people think, okay, mine's just 3 feet, and most people's are, but yours is 7. So if you had tried to move him out before, you only moved him out 3, he was still there. So let's go ahead and have him take the hand, move him out. Everybody else, that's what you're doing. It doesn't even have to be a recent relationship breakup. It could be a business partner, anyone. Let's just move him out. And we want all of his emotional energy to go back to him. So, as you know, we cannot transmute anybody else's emotional energy. It doesn't belong to us. It doesn't listen to us. Right? It's like, okay, you can send it back to the person and have them deal with it, but you're not going to be able to transmute it into something for them. They have to do it on their own. So what I'd like you to do is send that out. Now, what I'm seeing for you in particular is that you have a little girl that plays with his little boy. So your little girl is sad as well, and that's what's going on, right? So what we want to do is as you release him, you're releasing him out of your field, you're setting a healthier boundary now. It's kind of like the gate closes, right? He walks through the gate closes. Now we're going to spin a vortex around you. We're going to send down the sadness. But what I'd like you to do is I want you to have a conversation with the little girl and start growing her up. So you'll have a conversation with her. As soon as we finish this call, I want you to have a conversation with her and start to grow her up. You being the higher self, work with her. You're first going to clear the sadness. You're going to replace the sadness. You're going to see how far she's willing to grow up. It may be 12 or 13 is what I'm hearing. Now, you might get another number, but that's okay. And then at 12 or 13, what was the emotion present there? What were the images that were present there in regards to relationship? What was the belief that was there at 12 or 13 in regards to relationship? And then work on clearing that with her. And then grow her up. Grow her up until she's your age and you've empowered her and you've fueled her with higher vibrational frequencies. You've cleared the old images. You've created new beliefs. Now that's going to have you resonate with you. She's not resonating with you right now. Not the real you.
Oh,
she's resonating with a pattern. Okay.
Yes, thank you so
much. You're so welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, goodness. Okay, let's see. Where do we want to go now? I want to go to Bend, Oregon. And let's see here. We are going to 541. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for giving yourself to us. It just means so much to me.
Oh,
and to all of us.
My goodness.
So I appreciate it.
You know, I wouldn't know what else to do with my time at this point. I absolutely love everybody, and I love spending time with them.
Oh,
my boyfriend, on the other hand, is like, okay.
Well, tell him thank you for sharing.
He has to share me with everybody.
Oh, you're such a blessing. So my question is, and I've actually had the privilege of talking to you before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of this relationship that went through the summer and through the holidays, and I felt like I was really letting go of him. And over the past week or so, and it was the year anniversary of when we met, and we, you know, had big plans of how we were going to celebrate that. So I keep
mm-hmm.
thinking maybe that's why. But I just am filled with sadness and regrets, and I feel like I'm not able to let go. And to compound that, there's this other person
mm-hmm.
that I've had a connection with for the past few years. We've not even actually met in person, and I'm not sure if that's a relationship that I should continue or if I need to cut those ties.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of like the two of them are just sort of like intermingled. And
Okay, well, let me share with you what I'm seeing, because it may or may not have anything to do with your question, but it's what your higher self keeps showing me.
Mm-hmm.
With your power center, it's like this big abscess mm-hmm. in the power center, and it's on the front side, so that's your feeling. That's your feeling side. And so in the power center, it's this big pocket, this big abscess, and inside is this turmoil. And now what I'm hearing is this turmoil came from when you were younger, and it looks about like it started around 3, but it went into 4. So can you tell me what happened around 4 years old when you were 4?
Well, my parents separated and divorced, and it was something that went on from probably 3 to 5, and
yeah.
My father actually
okay,
left
got
me
it.
When I was 5.
Okay, so what we're looking at is what's really getting in the way of your deeper knowing, your deeper love, your capacity to feel like you're a choice in relationship is that. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to imagine that you're right now, and anyone else on the call, if you can scan your chakras right now and see if you have any kind of abscess of your chakra, any chakra, we're going to go ahead and we're going to puncture that. We're going to release the turmoil. And for you, that belongs to your parents. And you took it on as yours. So what was the primary emotion that you would say was prevalent within that dissolution of your parents' marriage and that time period?
Oh, God. Helplessness is what just came to
me. Yeah, yeah. And this is, again, why I'm saying you don't feel like you're at choice in relationships. Hmm. It's like, I don't know, this person came in and he's been here and what do you think? No. Hey, who am I calling forth? Who do I want to invite into my beautiful space and into my temple? These are the qualifications. Okay, universe, get on it. Right? That's a whole different way of being in power. Mm-hmm. And you're still being graceful. You're still connecting into that golden grid. You're still filling up your being with light and vibrating it out. And you're still imagining calling forth your beloved soulmate. You're still connecting with that being. With this present, the hopelessness, helplessness, there's no way that the vibration of you and the power you have to create is not matching this. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's causing you pain. It's more like you're suffering. You're limping right now. Yeah, you're having
and
to carry this thing.
In my leg, I've had this trouble with my leg, and I keep feeling that it's connected to that.
Right, right. That's what I'm seeing. Like, it's like, whoa, you know, you're limping.
Mm.
You're carrying around this big, huge thing. Okay, so let's go ahead and get on this. Everybody, if you want to scan your body, get a sense of where, you know, you might have this same issue going on. And your higher self will show that to you. So now what we're going to do is we're going to create the vortex vacuum around you. But I want you to imagine that vacuum tube coming right in and like it's attached to this big, you know, bubble. Because it looks like, you know, you just have this big bubble. And so you're attaching it directly to that. And what we're going to do is we're going to literally imagine puncturing this. And go ahead and do that now. Just puncture it and imagine flipping on that vacuum switch and just all the liquid. But really just imagine all the helplessness, all of your parents' emotional energy, anybody's energy, even if you have any siblings or anyone that was in the space, all of the energy going out, any feeling of powerlessness, any I'm at the cause or the effect of, releasing all of that, all of your parents' energy going back to them. Releasing and letting go. And then imagine the vacuum coming all the way into your chakra and literally vacuuming out any chunks, because what it looks like now are these kind of thick chunks. Right? These little, almost like little rocks. Okay? So you can imagine your little wheel trying to spin, and it's got all this thick kind of coagulated yucky fluid, but also it's got these rocks in there. It's like a blender, right? But it's got all these rocks. So it wasn't spinning. So we're vacuuming all of that out. And I want you now to imagine your higher self dropping right down inside your body. Your higher self dropping right down inside your body. And now I want you to put your hand on your stomach, and I want you to imagine that you're cycling energy from your hand chakra into your power center. That energy is going in and through your entire chakra system, and especially through the heart, up into the higher level chakras, coming back down in and through your power center. You're literally going to create a current of energy and life force and power. This is your truth, the truth of who you be. This is your divine right. Now, as you allow yourself to kind of fill up, imagine you're inflating your being with light and life force. You're cycling that current of energy. How does that feel to you right now?
It feels light.
Yeah.
It feels like I'm sort of being filled with helium.
Yeah, exactly. Like that balloon's being filled. You're like, mm-hmm. You're blowing up. Now what I want you to do is I want you to take your hand off your power center. Now allow the light energy to pour out of your heart. There's no emptying out. It's the golden grid is bringing the energy into you. Now you're offering it to your own aura. So bring the energy, fill up your aura. Now imagine your aura filling up all the way even above your head and below your feet. And 6 feet around your being. 6 feet around. Okay? All the way up and around. Ah, beautiful. Whew. So much better. So much better. Now, when you're on that grid, right, you can send out that vibration. So what I would do is I wouldn't even think about this other person for a time. Just let yourself get used to being in power. Just being in power. What is it like for you just right now to even imagine, whoa, I'm able to be on the grid and send out this high vibrational frequency, and you're lighting up your energy field, and you're lighting up your billboard. You're illuminating your attractor patterns. We each have attractor patterns. What does yours say? What does yours reveal to the outside world? Before it was like, well, I'm kind of limited in my power because I'm a little bit helpless. Now it's like, boom, I am my higher self. I'm beautiful. I'm light. I'm radiant. I'm expansive, and I'm a creator.
Wow.
A little different.
Yeah, it's like
right?
It's like a big Christmas present that was all wrapped up in.
Yeah, you're beautiful. Oh, so sweet.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Much love to you.
You too.
Okay. Oh, everybody, isn't it powerful? Oh my goodness, I just love, love, love this all. I love it all so much. I love that you are wanting to clear and heal and claim your power. This is all about claiming your power. Ah, so it's good. And we're at the top of the hour. I'm not going to stop now, but I want to tell you that this is the final call for the energetic management system. But what I've done is I've gone into meditation this morning, and I got a whole download that I'm supposed to be offering you the emotional security system. So if you want to continue on the calls with me, then you're welcome to join me in the emotional security system, which is very similar to this, but it's really about bringing in your capacity for maintaining those boundaries. Okay, so you're not going to be giving your energy away. You're going to be able to maintain boundaries and not go into overwhelm and not be overly, feel like you're overly emotional or sensitive and that you can't control that. All right, many of us have gone through relationships where we enabled others or we became codependent, we lost ourselves. So the emotional security system is going to help you really get a sense of the truth of you and set the physical and psychic boundaries. You're not going to have those psychic attacks coming in. You're not going to have to worry about psychic intrusions, okay? So it's about really claiming that sacred space within you, all right? And it's without having to, you know, just be so overly protective. We're not talking about that. So this is a 6-part instructional video series. It's going to include live coaching calls, and it also has the PDF that gives you all of the visual aspect, the exercises in form there. So you're going to get the defining boundaries, cord cutting, conscious deflection, vortex vacuum, and sourcing light. It's very powerful when we source light just like we did. There's certain very distinct ways of sourcing light. But what we'll do is we'll go through each of these exercises. We'll have live calls. So I've created it in pay what you want. Pay what you want. So I'm having you join me. You know, you can come and join me on the calls. I'm inviting you to just pay what you want for the ESS, Emotional Security System, and get all of that. And you know the value of it. It's way beyond anything, right? We can't put a value on it. So where you can go is you can go to soulmatealchemy.com, soulmatealchemy.com/E, S, and then lowercase specialpay.html. Okay? soulmatealchemy.com/E, S, lowercase specialpay.html. Just go there, you know, click on that button, pay what you want, and then you're going to have access to this, and then you'll be able to continue on with me, and we'll go through it and do these exercises. And also, of course, we're going to be getting on the grid, and we're going to be answering questions and doing all of that. So go there right now, and I'm going to send out emails for that within the next week or so, okay? So you'll be able to join in on that. All right, so let's go ahead. Shall we go back to the webcast here? Q&A webcast. All of you beautiful beings. All right, so here we go. From Toronto, Tasnim from Toronto, Canada. Hi, Crystal. I'm looking forward to listening to the replay. I'm so appreciating your series. Thank you. My question is, what can I do to finally emotionally release a man, initials, IG, from my energy field so that I can move forward and reclaim my power? We never did have a romantic relationship. I had so hoped for one and finally chose to let him go last year. He always kept me at arm's length. He was totally unavailable. Can you please assist in how I can release the guilt and sadness that I still feel? So let me just tune in, and I want to just share with people. What happens is we connect energetically to people, even when we've had past lives with them, and then now we're incarnating, it can feel so real. I mean, it can feel so real that we think, oh my God, I can't live without this person. We might not have ever even met them in the physical. I mean, you know, it sounds so illogical. It sounds pretty crazy, and your friends might think you're crazy, right? But I want you to know that there's binds that hold you together. So there's a couple things. There's what you've probably already gathered, that we have the bioplasmic cords. We have the sexual cords. We have the emotional cords of attachment. There's three different types of cords. And then we have karmic bands. So as I look in for you, what I'm seeing is a karmic band around your heart chakra. So this band is connecting you to him. What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to go back 5 past lives ago, float up above your timeline all the way back 5 past lives, looking down on it, and you're going to start seeing what your relationship was with him, and you're going to see that he was an older man that you fell in love with, and what I'm seeing is he was out of your reach, because I'm seeing you as a servant. He was out of reach for you. Now, what you're supposed to learn in that lifetime, you're going to find out as you do the process, is really about you recognizing that this feeling of out of your reach, things being out of your reach, things that you want or that you desire or that you may even think that you love, they're not really out of your reach. It's a vibration that you're wanting, not the thing or not the person, okay? That's the lesson in it all. As you get that lesson, clear the emotional energy, that karmic band is going to loosen and eventually fall off, okay? So your work is to get the lesson, and I don't just mean know it because I just told it to you. I mean through your whole being. Things or people do not give us pleasure. And you might know that consciously, but I'm saying through your whole being, that's the lesson. So you've got to clear the emotional energy from that past life, okay? That's going to help you clear and release guilt, sadness. Send that all down, okay? Wonderful. All right, here we go. Okay. Karen from Indiana. Hi, Crystal. I feel that I'm in a holding pattern and preparing for some significant changes. What does my higher self want me to notice now? What do you see for me coming up? I appreciate your caring and loving all of us. Thank you. Love, Karen. Okay, Karen, what I'm seeing now is I'm seeing a delay. I'm seeing a delay, and it's one of these things that is right where your knees are, from your knees down, and it looks like a little small brick wall, okay? Now, the delay is because your higher self is waiting for you to come into the lower chakras and start mastering those. Sometimes what happens with the ascension process is we are not able to tap into the higher chakras because we haven't fully, mastered or gotten all of our lessons from the lower chakras, okay? So what I'm seeing for you in particular is that there's this brick wall that's just delaying you. It's not like you couldn't even step over it, right? So it's not like something that's, oh, my God, this is strapping you down or something or holding you back. It's just a delay. But what I'm going to suggest for you is going into the root chakra. And inside that root chakra, what I'm seeing is kind of a baseball-sized energy that is a blockage. And that energy is a pattern from your father's lineage, and it has something to do with being out of integrity, okay, like stealing or something like that in your father's lineage. Let me see how many generations ago. 2 generations ago, okay? So that's what you're going to work on clearing so that you can release this delay and start moving forward. Now, after you do that, what I'm seeing for the future is I'm actually seeing writing. I'm seeing presentations. I'm seeing that broadcast. So I don't know how far in the future that is, but that's what I see for you is actually broadcasting. All right. Okay. All right. So Chris from Paris says, Crystal, I really love the feminine space that you create here on the calls. Any idea on how I can continue this space within me even after the call all day? Any thoughts? Okay. So what you're doing, Chris, is when you're accessing the vibrational field, all right, you're accessing the vibrational field, you're working with the grid. And did you notice how we can call forth the energies? What I want you to do is I want you to imagine a cube around you. And so the grid, part of that grid is actually a cube that you're in. And in particular for you, the grid holds the vibrational energy of whatever specific vibration you're wanting. So if you want a sweet, loving, accepting, flowing, beautiful energy, then ask the grid to maintain that for you in that cube. Right? Now you can create the cube however big you want. I like to create the cube around my whole property. You know, so my whole property, I mean, when someone drives through my gates and drives up my driveway, they're going to experience the energy. When they enter into my home, they experience this energy. It's really beautiful that we have a capacity to offer that. So that's how you can maintain it and allow yourself to be in that. Also, you want to do work on the internal feminine within you. So you can begin calling forth the feminine part of you and seeing how your masculine and feminine relate to one another. And if your masculine is trying to suppress your feminine in any way, have a conversation. Start shifting that relationship. Okay? All right. Well, my goodness, let's take one more on the phone before we go. So let's see here because we are coming up to time. In fact, hold on, everyone. Let me see. I've got to make sure that I've got enough time present here. Okay, we do. All right. So who are we going to take here? Let's go to Ottawa, Ontario 613. Hello.
Hello, it's Wilma. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi there. Hi.
I'm listening to everybody else sounding so up and cheery and happy and looking for a date, and here I am. I just sent you a question on the website.
Sure.
I need to know what my higher self wants me to know about this devastating financial situation I'm in. I've been barely scraping by, and on April 1st, the company I work for is merging with our other branch. So this office, I'm actually at the office right now, this office will be closing, and it means that as of April 1st, I will have absolutely nothing coming in. So I'm trying to figure out, with all the work I've been doing, what could possibly be the lesson I need to learn.
I want you to take this in so fully and deeply into your being that you get it. You remember me saying that there's times of detachment and you're not doing anything wrong? The degree to which you clear, release, and let go supports you in bringing the higher vibrational frequencies in. When you are going through the cycle of detachment, and I can give you a person to contact to actually see when your cycle is going to lighten up, right? Because it's already written in our charts. In our ascension process, in our waking up process, we need to understand everything is interconnected. The planets, everything is interconnected. Energies are set to affect us in specific ways. Just like we all know Mercury in retrograde. We know what that means for our own being. We know what it means as a collective in theory. Okay, well, that's our time for doing the inner work. That's when we clean out our closets, right? We have to become aware of our own cycles, our personal cycles, and how we are being affected. Because it's the new level of consciousness. It's not just about us. It's not just, and unfortunately, you know, we're wanting to say, well, heck yeah, it's about me because I need to have some money to pay my rent. When we expand and we open and we're going through this state of detachment, we might have one or two people that we rely on to support us. And we might lose everything. Everything. And it's okay because we're going to regain it back. And we're going to regain it from a higher level of consciousness. And we're going to have such a deeper, deeper way of connecting in and seeing things. So that means we can go higher. Most people think that we're only trying to go higher, 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 higher. No, you cannot get to the next dimension or the next level, the next level of your progression being your higher self unless you can go to the deeper, deeper levels as well. So you're expanding vertically and you're expanding, right, in the vertical down below you. So what's happening with you, what I'm seeing is, the crossroads that you're at, the opportunity is a choice point. What is it that you really want to create right now? And what are you knowing you want to create, but maybe saying that that's not possible or talking yourself out of it? That was a question.
There's a part of me that thinks I'm supposed to be with somebody and living a separate life than what I am right now as a single parent.
So two parts. One, you're supposed to be with someone. The other part, you're supposed to be a single parent.
No, I am right now.
You are a single parent.
Yes, but I'm not with anybody. But there's and I don't mean that from a proper word to use. I don't mean that from a needy place of I need a man sort of thing. There's a part of me that as I'm going through my ascension and raising.
You're supposed to be sharing.
Sharing
your experience.
Yes.
Okay.
And the spot that I'm in right now, I can't possibly have somebody else in my life when I'm in such financial devastation.
Yeah, your higher self is saying that's not it.
Oh, okay.
That's not it. But what I want to tell you for that one is I'm actually going to be doing a call soon that is like I can't have someone because of how I am now. So we'll shift that. So pay attention to the calls, my upcoming calls that I have, because we're going to actually be shifting that, okay? But that's not it. So that may be distracting you. So what is it that you really want to be doing that you know you're being pulled or called to do and you're not doing it?
I think I'm being called to do something on the spiritual healing side. But
mm-hmm.
I don't have any training for that. I just have my own, you know, the energy that comes through my hands.
Yeah. So I just got a huge green light. I got a green light. So all I want you to do is I want you to start asking for the messages to come through very clearly. I want you to shift your being right now. And everybody, I want you to shift your being into alignment with what you know you've got these hints about doing with your being. And you haven't accepted it yet. Any denial of your being throws you into an ego smackdown. We don't want that to happen. So you're matching the cycle of detachment with your next intention. I want you to be open to receiving the guidance that's going to lead you to the people, the places, opportunities, and circumstances for you to actually live your purpose work. That's your intention. Now, what's happening internally for you?
So this, what I'm looking at as being scraping by and now having the rug pulled out from under my feet is not a bad thing. It's the universe giving me a shove.
Yeah, it's the universe. And what I want you to do is I want you to start shifting the visuals of what you just stated, having the rug pulled out from under you. Why don't you see yourself floating on a lotus and grounded into the earth and connecting into this beautiful beam of light in the grid that's the structure that actually supports you anyway. No person supports you. No job supports you. Nobody supports you. The divine whispers into the person's ear to hire you. It all comes from the divine. You can't rely on any person, job.
When you mentioned about the lotus, sitting on the lotus on the grid, I felt my energy shift and I actually smiled when you were saying that.
That
really resonated.
That's it. That's it. You are in charge of the vision. You are in charge. You shift the fear. You clear it. You get really, really deep into what you know is your truth and your being, and nothing's going to hold you back. And so whatever happens in the physical, it's okay. But I'm telling you, just you shifting today and doing this is going to align you now so the energy can come in and flow through you. You can't be off. You can't be in your own physical mind, not connected to the higher will and higher mind, and not connected to the flow. Okay?
That's awesome.
All right.
Thank you
so much. Oh, wow. I want to take one more call. I just don't, let me see if I can have some more minutes here. I'm going to have to shift some things here. Okay. Let's take one more call, and we're looking at Anaheim 714. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Crystal. This is my first time speaking with you, and I'm just thrilled that I was able to do this.
Oh, good, because I could not stop looking at your phone number. I was being sucked into the computer. I was like, oh, my gosh. Okay, universe, I will have more minutes here. Okay, what can I do for you?
You know, I just recently gotten into a lot of this energy healing, and you know, I went through a teleseminar, and I was, like, so impressed. So I'm very new at this.
Okay.
So I guess I'm kind of at a loss for, you know, baby steps here and saying, I don't even know what my energy field is. I don't even know what my aura is.
Uh-huh.
I mean, can you do a reading on me and just say, I've just been struggling a lot with just, you know, relationships, personal romantic relationships in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, last year or so I've been delving in or, you know, inside myself to try to discover what my blocks are. And I'm slowly coming into certain realization about my childhood, but I'm not, like, I don't know yet, I guess, what my blocks are. And I don't know how to pass it.
And
some of my romantic relationships, it's ending in betrayal, and I just don't understand, you know, how to get beyond that.
Okay. All right. So what happens is when we experience something in the physical world, it has an energetic impact. An impact. Well, there's also implants and all kinds of other things, but it affects your energetic system in a specific way. And it sits there until you shift it. And so what you're doing is you're coming into a place of understanding, okay, well, we have an aura, and we have layers to the aura, and we have chakras, and each of these chakras offers up a level of spiritual development. Just like someone would go through the educational system, and they go through a stage of development, right? So it's the same thing. These chakras are really just symbolic of a spiritual development, the stage of spiritual development or awareness, okay? So that's all. So as I'm looking into your field, what I'm seeing is, I'm seeing, one, that your energy is pulled out the back. So you're going to want to imagine stepping into your body as if you're stepping forward into your body. You bring your awareness back into your body. And then the other thing that I'm seeing is I'm seeing the impact of the betrayal on your back, like someone stabbed you in the back. So I want you to imagine pulling that knife out, sending it down into the earth.
Okay.
And then I want you to imagine that all of the pain and suffering is draining out the backside of your heart. Okay? And then you're going to replace it now. You're going to replace it with love energy. So just bring love energy, just like I was talking about. Imagine there's a grid that moves in and through you, and it is the resource for all energy. Bring love in and fill up that heart space. So you're really healing the wound. But what I'm going to tell you is about 6 years old, something happened in this lifetime. What happened at 6 years old?
Well, you know, I came from Vietnam, and I was, you know, in a war. So 6 years old, I was, we were escaping, fleeing from my country.
Okay,
and,
okay.
I mean, lately, I just had this image where we were on a bus, and I clearly see my father being terrified, because had he been caught, then he would have, because he was in the army, and he was, he was abandoning the army to flee the country, and he was dressed as a civilian. I clearly remember seeing the fear on his face, and even down to the minute details of, sweat trickling down his neck.
Yeah, got it. So here's what we're going to do. See, we have to remove that energetic imprint that came from the image, okay? Because it has something to do with your freedom. And it's directly attached to your masculine, okay? So what is it that you, how does your masculine display itself in this world? What do you do for a living?
I'm currently in real estate and mortgages.
Okay.
I'm a real estate mortgage broker.
All right. And what is your desire to do for a living?
I'm not sure.
Okay. And do you think that your desire and what you want to do for a living is that?
Yes, it has something to do with real estate. I mean, I like interior design. I like,
okay,
you know,
okay,
houses,
okay, good.
Because
here's what I'd like to do. See, freedom is the ultimate of the masculine expression. All right? Love is the ultimate of the feminine expression. Your freedom is kind of squelched. And what's happening is it's having you attract a certain type of man. Now, I'm not going to go into that type of man because you probably know. So your masculine and the men that you attract are in battle. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what I want you to do is I want you to clear the image that you just told me about. Use the inner imaging exercise. Clear the image. Clear the fear from your body. Okay? And then what I want you to do is I want you to work on healing your own masculine. And I want you to heal the belief that you have around fear of being able to have freedom and that freedom doesn't just come naturally. That, believe it or not, as you shift your own masculine, your feminine is going to have a voice. You're going to be able to bring your feminine up and you're going to attract a totally different type of man. Okay?
Okay. So
now,
are you saying that I'm like my masculine overpowering my feminine?
Sort of.
Okay.
Sort of I am.
Which is true. Which is like totally true. That's what I think.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not what your higher self said. Like your higher self didn't say, oh, tell her she needs to bring more of her feminine in. It's the way that I described it to you. That's how it came through. Okay? So just focus on what I shared with you and listen to this again. And if you have to get a practitioner or someone to work with you to go through it, then do that, okay? Otherwise, I have my next course coming up. It's called Soulmate Alchemy, all right? Soulmate Alchemy helps you pull out, clear, release all the old masculine energy and all the deposits that have been placed in you to clear all that betrayal, all of that stuff. And it actually has you learn a very cool technique and process of using the grid to draw in your beloved. So that might be something, you know, that you want to take because then you'll be with us for, you know, 5-6 weeks working
okay.
on it and going deep, okay?
Yes, I think I'd like to do that.
Okay, so you can, you know, always feel free if I talk about something on this call and you need to know more information about it, send me an email. So you can just send it to crystalhughes@yahoo.com or crystal@crystalhughes.com and just make a request, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. Oh, you beautiful, beautiful, sweet, sweet divine spirits. Wow. I hope that you're going to come with me on the next series. Again, soulmatealchemy.com/E, S, lowercase special pay.html. Go in there, pay what you want, get your friends involved. I love spending this time with you. So what I'd like to do is just go ahead and take our vortex down. Let's do the last little bit of our exercise here, releasing and letting go of that vortex that we set up. So all the residual energy is going to go down inside the earth, transmute all that energy, any residual energy, anything you need to clear, release, and let go of, sending it down, transmuting it all. And now imagine a golden sun above your head. And the golden sun above your head is a container for all the fresh, new, purified energy filling up that beautiful ball of light above your head, that golden sun, and let that move into your being. Let it move into your being, coming all the way into your being, filling up, all the way up. Ah. Excellent. And again, overflowing into your space, filling up. So you're illuminated and you're radiant. You're so, so precious. I feel that precious energy today. And if you didn't get your question answered, I'm going to be on more calls. I really try to get on calls to support you in that way, because I know the power of the clarity. You know, when we get clarity, we know which step to take next. And that shifts everything for us. So if you want to go to my website, you can go to my website and click on the events page, and that will have the next few events that I'm going to be on, and you'll have a chance to get your question answered on those, okay? So my website is crystalhughes.com, and again, that's spelled CHRISTELHUGHES.com. CrystalHughes.com. Much love to you, sending waves and waves of love and light your way. Hope to see you on the next series of calls. Much love, everyone. Bye-bye.